She glistened, teary-eyed and smiling as she recalled a long line of believers casting their hopes into Harold Washington like confession. And I don't know if I can believe in another man-made messiah against machine politics. But handling ballot application 98 at 2 p.m. is a woman with the son good in all three sports, who has early school and school and night school to make it up and graduate by June or soon enough so he can go to college or pro or anywhere better. Between the ballot box swallowing Southside hopes, she told me she wants one job. One good job with daytime hours so she can take the bus home before it stops running like how it does by the time she gets off her two nighttime gigs now. See, this woman knows no weekend from work, but she still smiles at every old lady and hands them the Democratic ballot when they ask for the Obama one. And she still smiles and says hi to every pair of Tims and a hoodie that she should hide her purse from when they come to vote for the first time ever for a black man or just for the first time ever. Tonight, she let her son go to the low end, to his brother's house, because someone got to see him. And she gave him $15 for a $4 chicken dinner and a message. Please, 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 get to school on time tomorrow. Make it to school so you can make it. She glistened, teary-eyed and smiling as she recalled a long line of believers casting their hopes into Harold Washington like confession. And I don't know if I can believe in another man-made messiah against machine politics. But she is a blonde weave and acrylic Korean nails and a dream. And she is America. And she is who everyone at that polling place at Finger High School voted for, whether they know it or not. Now, I don't know if I can believe in another man-made messiah against machine politics, but there are some things I do believe in.